Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
It's a CH Saturday. We are back in the screen a little prettier because it's just John Cirino and Mike Lindsley here today. Joe Jr. will probably join us next week. I had a couple of things come up and certainly is great to talk with my guy here. Remember to bundle your home and auto today with CH Insurance, and you can find out more information at chinsurance.cc. John, good morning. And a few weeks ago, we got into a little bit of the umbrella and, you know, I wanted to just kind of give you the floor a couple minutes here to start the deep dive of what an umbrella policy really is and why it's important.
Well, good morning, Mike. Thanks. It's a great Saturday morning here in Syracuse. Sun's out. Awesome. So an umbrella policy really is just what it's called. It's an umbrella. It goes over the top of your liability, underlying liability limits. So it's only for third party. So it's not going to go over your property, your home, in the sense that if your home burns down and you have $1 million policy, it's not going to pay you any more than what your replacement cost value on your home is. Okay. What it's meant for is our society is so litigious today. You're getting these verdicts that are multi-million dollar verdicts. It's to pay for those verdicts. And that's why the umbrella policy today is essential. Plus it is, it's costing you about $300-$400 for every $1 million layer that you can purchase. You can purchase $1 million, you can purchase $5 million. So it goes over the third party liability on your property. If someone gets injured on your property and your premises, it goes over your autos. It goes over your liability limits for your autos. So someone that has children that are just starting to drive, I would strongly recommend that they carry $1 million at the very least of an umbrella policy, because they're young. They're just getting behind the wheel. Maybe great drivers, but you got to also watch the people around you. And for the money to carry an extra $1 million layer, it doesn't make sense not to.
It seems like because of the layers of life that these things are pretty popular and you're getting more people signing up for them. Am I correct?
Yeah, I mean, it really is. You got to have the protection today. I mean, something happens. And again, like the verdicts that are being handed out. You can get buried quick. It doesn't make for a few $100 a year. I'm not talking a month. I'm talking a year. To carry an extra layer of $1 million layer is really something you got to really strongly consider.
So before we came on on air, and we'll wrap at the end with anything CH, of course, obviously the women's Final Four was last night and everybody's upset about the call at the end. And if you look at the call, it is a foul. You know, UConn player steps out, the knees out, the chicken wing elbow. It's an illegal screen. You pop, there's contact. It was absolutely a foul. Here's the issue. All game long, didn't call it. And it's like 2 years ago in the Super Bowl, PI, pull-in, physical. They don't call anything until the final seconds. Bradbury tugs on the jersey. Is it PI in that spot? No, because all game long, you didn't call it. It is a call. But again, some games take on, you know, their own stories here. And what we want as sports fans is consistency. So here I am brushing my teeth, preparing mentally for the segment today. I get a text that Joe Jr. is not coming on, so I didn't have to prepare that much. But but the reality of the situation is I thought to myself, this is going to be great to bring up to John and Joe. Now it's just you. What was one great thing above the games, the rivalries and matchups, the venues, the personalities, the coaches and players, et cetera, of the old Big East? I'm not talking about the old Big East or the Big East. I'm talking about the old Big East, the 80s and 90s, the great conference, arguably the greatest of all time. What was above all of that as a sports fan, arguably, is that we got consistent officiating. They rolled the ball out and the officials basically said, go beat the hell out of each other. And most of the time, John, it was absolutely positively that way from the start to the end. I mean, there were a couple here and there, and Boeheim will allude to it and he'll remember all of them. But you know where I'm going with this. I think that was an underrated part of when we grew up and loved that conference, was it as fans, I know there wasn't a lot of there wasn't any replay, and there wasn't this, you know, go to the monitors. But right, I mean, it wasn't.
No, they let them play. Yeah, it was. You know, it was. You were balling.
I mean, you were to finish. Let them play. Yeah, that's my point. Start to finish. There wasn't like, oh well, 2 minutes left. Let's just call this for the hell of it. Let's just call it for the sake of calling it.
No, you know? It was. I totally agree with you. You know, in the past, yeah, they let them play. Today, it's a little different. Today, you know, you got some officials. That let them play, right? But you know, when you have the different you know officials on the court, it's just, you're right. It's very inconsistent, and last night's call was very inconsistent because, from my perspective, it was, you know, they were letting them play. They were throwing their bodies around, and it was a great game. And for it to come down to that type of call after, listen, UConn made a hell of an effort to come back, mm-hmm. steal inbound balls and get in the lanes and stealing balls. And for their hustle and tenacity to come back and maybe tie it, if not win the game. And on that call right there with 3 seconds left, it was just, I couldn't, I mean, it was written all over Gino's face. It was, he couldn't believe it, you know, and I couldn't believe it. I'm just a little old fan sitting on my couch.
Yeah. Well, and you also though can go the other direction with this, which is really funny in that UConn has been the premier program. They've had the dynasty. They've had Gino. Yeah. They've been to a million Final Fours. They've had elite, unbelievable all-time players from Sue Bird to Rebecca Lobo to Taurasi to Bree Stewart, you know, locally, of course. And now, obviously, with Beckers, who's an awesome player who I love watching play too. But, and they've grinded and they've done it and they've won. But when you do that, you also have a little bit of luck your way and you also get some calls your way too. He's gotten a lot of calls.
Yes, he has.
He's gotten a lot of those. They've gotten a lot of those. But the hard part about that is it's one game. And I always bring up the Derek Jeter, Jeffrey Mayer thing in game one of the 96 ALCS at Yankee Stadium, where the fan went over and robbed the home run. The Orioles and Yankees still went back and forth. It wasn't the entire game. But remember, even if you want to argue that it was, it's a best of seven. You still have a chance to come back. Your pitchers can get hot 2 games and you can take control of a series. If that doesn't happen and you're down 0-2, you can still take control in a normal situation of a series, you know, with a pitcher or a momentum change or whatever. So in a one-game spot, it's awfully tough to swallow. Quickly, awesome stuff out of Syracuse basketball. They get the big fella out of Colorado, Lampkin. I think he's going to help them a lot down low.
Yeah.
We've got Moore coming in, Freeman coming in. It looks like Bell is staying. We honestly still don't know about Judah. He called out Mike Waters on Twitter this week. And there's just a bunch of things going on, a lot of balls in the air. That's the world we're in. But I got to tell you, what was doom and gloom just a couple weeks ago for Syracuse fans, maybe they're coming around a little bit. John, you're
one. It's got some bright spots, no question about it. You know, I look forward to the basketball season. Listen, you know, Autry, I think, is doing a great job in trying to recruit what he can. And you know, having those guys come in, I think, is going to really – having that big guy in the middle, which we haven't really had, mm-hmm. I think is going to be fantastic because I like to see how we play with a big guy in the middle, really.
Yeah.
So I look forward to that. I look forward to the season and you know what, Judah, he's a great player. I wish him the best, you know, he's going to be missed. No question about it. You know, I mean, he was the general out there, you know, got a little crazy sometimes, but you know, he was the general out there, and but we'll have some other people that are going to be able to step into those shoes next season. So I look forward to it. I look forward to it. What I'm really looking forward to, really, is tonight's games.
Yeah,
the men's NCAAs. Yeah. That game between Barnes and Edie. What happens? I just don't know.
Yeah, two big guys there. DJ Burns, he's like the face of March Madness right now. And Zach Edey, what a great player. And it's funny because Alabama is a power five. They have football money and all this, but you know, they're not a Cinderella, but they're kind of an indirect Cinderella because this is the first time that they've been in it and they're not a basketball school. Purdue, first time there since 80. NC State, first time there since 1983. Wild stuff going on. UConn looking for the repeat. The games are going to be great. And what I meant earlier about Judah, he's not coming back to the program. I'm saying we still don't know what he's going to do.
We don't know.
Is kind of what I meant. But I do like the idea of, you know, that J.J. Starling coming on late last year. I like more of the offense going through him. He seemed to get his pure scoring ability going in a big way. Final 30 seconds or so, Joe, you want, or John, sorry, I won't do that again.
Please.
You want to recap, put a bow on it in terms of CH, anything else you want to let people know? Obviously, the website's a great place to go to.
Yeah, the website certainly is really a good resource. You know, again, right now, the hot button is your personal lines. Forget umbrella for a minute, but even your underlying limits for your auto and your home it's just a hot market right now, where premiums, carriers are just getting beat up and they're grabbing rate. So if you haven't checked on your premiums in a while, please do so. You know, reach out to your agent, have them shop it around. There are fine, you know, there's some good carriers out there that are being somewhat competitive, but overall, it's the auto market in particular is really tough, is really, really tough.
John Serino, it's a CH Saturday. Thanks so much, bud.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.